Today we are discussing remembering and forgetting. It's Yom HaShoah. It's a day that we know is that we try to remember and we don't forget. And I thought it's time that we could speak about remembering and what the importance of remembering is, what the importance of not forgetting is, or maybe even what the importance of forgetting is. And then we'll discuss that hopefully at the end. And here we go. Starting with a quote from Elie Wiesel. We must remember. We must remember the times of cruelty and suffering when in the darkest of all places, a man's world, day after day, hour after hour, the killers kill, the victims perish. Says Elie Wiesel. We have to remember. And the Torah tells us this in source number two. Remember the source, Zechor Yemos Olam, Vinushnos Dor Vador. Remember the past. Shalom Vichav Yagevka. Ask your fathers, the Kinecham Yomulach. Ask the elders, and they'll tell you. You have a chiyuv of asking to remember. And the question is, why? What does it mean to remember? And in fact, we know that Chazal have given us, based on the Rambam, different things, different people say that there are different things we have to remember every single day. Okay, if you look in their art scroll, Siddurim, you'll find the six Sechiros. I guess it became like, where it came from? Art scroll said it, so six Sechiros, right? What are the six Sechiros? You see in sources 3 through 8. But the first thing that we do, we magnify this zechira on Pesach, is lo tokach lach ishem yicham. It's why at the end of the pasuk, the matiskers of tins kamer tishayim kolim nechayecha. That every day we're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's one of the things we have to make sure that we remember. We fulfill that in Shema also. We say vayomer, and in source number 4, we have to remember something which is going to be seeing with our eyes in a couple of weeks. That don't forget that which your eyes have seen, which is one next pasuk. The day that you stood at Har Sinai. That we have to remember that day. It's something we have to remember, something we can't forget. That's number 2. Number 3. Zechor Asher Asalach HaAmalek. Don't forget what Amalek did to you. We know before Purim, we read Parshas, we have Shabbat Zachor, and then on Purim we talk about how we destroyed Amalek, Haman. And there's this concept of always remembering Amalek. And at the end it says, Lotishkach, and it says again, don't forget and remember. And it's source number 6, Zechor al Tishkach, Es Asher Yitzavta, Hashem Lekecha Bamidbar. Don't forget, Cheda Egel. We have to remember that every day. And we have to remember Zechor Asher Asalach Hashem Lekecha from Miriam. Don't forget what happened to Miriam. What happened to Miriam? Lashon Hara, she got Tzaras. That's his Parsha. That's his Tzorah. And we all missed the Parsha. It's unfortunate. What are we going to do? Maybe in the Chevron, maybe... You did it?
I didn't.
You didn't do it? I thought you said you were going to do it. Like you were going to win. Wrong school. What? And we all, I think, and everybody, remember was here, then it was the Marsh. Yeah. Oh, see, you stay in Eretz Yisrael.
No, but also in America. They leaned in America. Well, for people who
are going to Israel, yeah, I heard it. Well, see, Eretz Yisrael, they could places in America. They realize,
time spent.
Okay, fine, so. But yeah, Lebaitz and Kibbutzion, take a Torah. If you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you have my Torah, Baruch Hashem, I'm missing Shemini. And then we have like a long parsha. I think we should do Shemini Tazir Matzorah. Like Tazir Matzorah is like already like, I think it's the longest little parsha. No, I can't do more than that. I love Torah.
Just, I love Torah.
But it's also Mubarak Machodesh. Beautiful. Ah. For the year. And the Hashem Ofecha. Year. Ah, it's a good one. And the Shagri Healer. Okay. All you can see them up there. Okay, now, in source number 8, Zechor Es Yom HaShabbos HaKacho. Every day we should remember Shabbos. And those who say you should remember the man also. So these are the six zechiros that we say. The question is, why do we have these six zechiros? Why these things? And why don't we remember them all the time? Who cares? And also we have Chazal tell us, and it's brought down the Be'er Halakha, the first Be'er Halakha, one of the first Be'er Halakhas in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, that it, besides having six things that we have to remember, there are six mitzvos, constant mitzvos, six things that you always have to be doing. This is like the craziest thing. You always, these six things, if you're not doing it, problem. What are the six things? In source number 9, the first is lahami and shiyesh lakai echav, to realize there is one God in this world. You always have to be thinking that, or to believe that. And the second thing, Shalom Nami Mishura Kim Zulatsu, and there's no one besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a creator, and he's the only creator. And then the third thing is, Liyachto Shinema Shmais Al Shem Kedosh Shem, you have to realize that this God is Echad. We spoke about this in the letters class. That what does it mean? Echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does good and does bad. He does everything. L'alma Machu Baruch Hu, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyos Yiras Hashem Yisparach. You have to have also Yiras Hashem. Boom. By the way, in Dalai, where it says L'halma Samakam, it's beautiful. Let's just read this inside for 1 second. Shenem Ravahat Hashem Kafi, you have to love God. V'ketzad Yagia Adam La'ava. How do you get to this love of God? Who are you there, Torah? Through Torah. Unbelievable. If I don't know what's so important about Shavuot, it's about Kabbalah Satorah, is that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the kli to love Him. It's to love Him throughout our lives. We are so fortunate. All of us here, we should be like lovers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sitting a whole year and learning Torah Yerushalayim, there's nothing more that you should want besides loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabbos, sorry, I'm getting excited. I can already start feeling the chevron. It's approaching. They get to spend Shabbos with those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avram is called Avram Olavai. Avram who loved me. That's what we're going to spend Shabbos with. And the best way to prepare for Chevron is to learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, this is our Akana for Shabbos. Amazing. Yiras Hashem. Also, you learn Torah, you get Yiras Hashem. Shalom Nasur, Akar, Makshav, Asalev, the sixth thing that a person constant mitzvahs, don't go after the desires of your heart. That these are the six things that a Jew has to always be doing. And the question is, why? First of all, like, it seems so obvious, no? Like, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, don't go after the desires. Okay, of course I know that. Why not, like, constantly take a gift? It seems like you have these six remembrances and these six mitzvahs to always be doing. Why? We cut the Shema, we say V'hat Hashem L'kefe. Afterward, in source number 10, we say V'yod Yimei L'shekhet V'tzav Ha'im L'avecha. These things should be on your heart. These mitzvot should be on your heart. The Torah should be on your heart. And then it tells us, you should teach it to your children. V'shivtecha V'meisecha V'lechtecha V'aderech. Everywhere you go, whether you're on the road, whether you're sitting in your house, V'shivtecha V'lechtecha, when you're getting up, when you're going to sleep. And we know from here that we have an obligation to say Shema twice a day. In the morning and at night. And the question is, why do we have to say Shema twice a day? It's not enough to say it once. Why say it at all? And the last thing is, Ksharta, we also say Yedakha, we also say Yedakha. And after that says, also put on tefillin, wrap these words onto your heart and onto your head. We spoke about this by the tefillin class. Spicy class. Okay, but we spoke about this, this came up. Well, we're going to talk about why, what's the connection of Ushakbaka, Kumakha, and putting on tefillin. Okay, we have to discuss that. You know that the first Ramban Shulchan Aruch, we discussed this many times in the Shir, is the Ramban's first famous comment in Orach Chaim, that Shivisi Hashem Venegi Tami, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should always be before us. Who called Gadol Torah? It's the ultimate klal in the Torah. Milos HaTzadikim, it's the qualities of Tzadikim, Asher Holchim and Elokim, who go before God. Because you're never alone in your house. You have to realize that all your movements, everything you're doing is before God. This is how the Ramah begins. Shulchan Aruch. The question is why? So obviously that's very, very, very important. What's the significance of him telling us this? Don't I know that? Just tell me the halachos. Why start with Shivisi Hashem? The Gemara question the Ramban alludes to in source number 12. Any questions on it? I don't want to go fast. Should I slow down a little bit? We're good. Good? Good. The Ramban says, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak. Why couldn't he speak? He had a list. Why did he have a list? Oh, so we all know the story. What's the story of the Medrash? The Medrash says, right? The little Medrash says, it's probably the first time we heard this, the little Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go, he had gold in front of him, coals in front of him, right? It was gold, right?
Coals.
Coals and gold and coals. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the golem, the Malach came, Hashem saved him, he did the nace, and he moved his hand, and he put coals in his mouth, and that's why he couldn't speak. So he says, that's why he says in the Pasuk, can he covet pet? God be full, God was, from already from the beginning of my life, I've already been, had a list, I can't speak. And so that's what the famous Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Ramban tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu could have davened to remove his list. He could have said, Hashem, please remove this. And he didn't. The question is, why not? Hashem said, I didn't heal you. Why didn't I heal you? Because he never asked me to heal you. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be healed. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to be healed? If this was his impediment, this is what he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't go before power alive because I can't speak. So then why didn't he ask Hashem to let you speak? Hashem said, I'll heal you. And Hashem said, I'll let him heal you. Ear. Well, I guess it wasn't ear. That's why he didn't ask it. If it was ear, then if it wasn't ear, though, when did it start? When did he...
Before
Nisan,
obviously.
Right, but could have been a year before. Check in the Torah. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. Call Torah Kula. Sorry, guys. Now, another famous... So that's the question. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his speech impediment? Source 13. Another famous Mishnah. Ain't on the Mispalo. Elam mitok kovid rosh. When a person goes to daven, they should be in a place of seriousness. Chasidim arishonim hayushoim sha'akas. That the chasidim arishonim would wait an hour before davening. And then they would daven. So that they would arrange themselves properly and to come before God. And what exactly was going on in this moment of this 1 hour that the Hasidim are showing him? What were they doing? What was happening? Obviously they were gathering their thoughts. But what does this teach us? Now what lesson can we take from this? We have in the last couple sources that the Chazal overemphasized, Dabra Melech teaches us this, and Chazal emphasized this idea that we have a concept of another thing that we can't forget. You can't forget Yerushalayim. Forget Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, forget my right side, Titak Deshoni Lechiki, my tongue should stick to my top of my mouth. Eskeri Moy Alei Yerushalayim Arosim Pasi. I have to remember Yerushalayim. It's something you can't forget. And it's stressed over and over and over again. And throughout Judaism, throughout our observance, we are always focusing on Yerushalayim. Some examples, first of all, Shulchan Aruch tells us, one of the first Shulchan Aruchs, it says Gimel, Source 15. You should worry about the destruction. You should feel bad about the destruction. You should be focused on the destruction of Yerushalayim. And we know that when a person walks into their house, they're supposed to have a tefach by a tefach of your house that's not finished. Because Yerushalayim tishkach yimini. And the mitzvah Hashem, you guys get married at the right time. We're going to heaven. You should daven for a zibug because that's makom with zibugim. I'm just putting it out there. Aaron, Tzitzar, Rachel, whoever went to Rachel, you get all them. So if you're a Rachel year, you can daven for Rachel. If you're you got it all. You're covered. Okay, time to daven for zibugim. But Hashem, when you will get married at the right time to the right person to build bais, then once we saw in Eretz Yisrael, if that's my team for you, that's my team for every Jew. I said, you're not a Jew, it's not here. I'm sorry, it's now after Pesach. I told you after Pesach. And you go to Chevron, I'm telling you, Mamish, we're going to be... I'm the grandson of Avraham Avinu. What can I say? You love Eretz Yisrael. I love Eretz Yisrael. You love Eretz Yisrael. If you don't, you just don't know that you love Eretz Yisrael. You're a Jew. Baruch Hashem. Now, when we daven, in Source 16, we daven, the Gemara tells us, we daven, you have to face Eretz Yisrael. And if you're Eretz Yisrael, you have to face Yerushalayim. You're near Yerushalayim, you have to face Kol Shem Dashim, which means that every person, wherever they are, is focusing their attention to Yerushalayim. They're focusing their attention to Eretz Yisrael. Now, wherever you are, you're thinking, Yimashachayfi Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. Oh, sorry, your wedding. I got distracted. Your wedding. We're going to break the glass. And before you break the glass, the Masal de Kedushin is going to put dust, is going to put ashes on the chasen. And together, you guys are going to say, Yimashachayfi Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. That's what you're going to be thinking about. Unbelievable. That's what you do. I'm teaching him with your Masada Kedushin. Okay? If I want to fly me in, I'll come in. I'm going inside. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Time out, pause. What? So why is there such a focus in the Shechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini what's going on over there with that. Now, something which we mentioned in a different share, those of you, I think, were here in the first half of the year, that is a very interesting Gemara. It's source 17. My Dixiv Chorus al-Lukos. The Malid on Nishperu Bukos and Shoros the Nishkatat Torah of Yisrael. That when Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Lukos are broken, an unbelievable thing happened. That before the Lukos are broken, no one forgot Torah. You remembered everything. You learned Torah, you remembered it. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Lukos, what happens? We forget Torah. It's a horrible thing. We forget Torah. But what does the Gemara Menachos tell us in Surah 18? When it says, Asher Shibarta, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Lukos that you broke, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, the Gemara learns out from those words of Asher Shibarta, that Hashem really said to Moshe, Yashir Koch HaKadosh Shibarta. Yashir Koch that you broke the Lukos. Good job, Moshe Rabbeinu. That was an awesome thing that you did. It doesn't make any sense. Yashir Koch, Asher Shibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Devar Hashem and threw it on the floor. It's a huge Shechila Hashem. And even more so, Torah was forgotten. It says that hundreds of halachos were forgotten at that moment. They couldn't get it for hundreds of years. So that was a good thing. Yashir Koach, Asher Shibarta. So we have to understand that. And we see throughout the Torah this concept of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu warning us, don't forget. And he's telling us forgetting is a bad thing. If you look, I just brought one famous one. We said it before. Oh no, we didn't say it before. In source 19, V'chayim shakach tishkach es Hashem lekecha. And if you forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'alach t'achrei alakim acharim, you'll go after other gods. V'avata v'shtachzev le'dosev lechem ayom ki avat ha'avdun, you're going to be lost on that day. That if you forget me, says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to go after other gods. It doesn't mean if you forget Hashem, obviously if you forget Hashem, you're going to go after other gods. What does that mean? And we see throughout why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he warns us so much, and you see how bad it is to forget. So on one hand, Torah, which is telling us about God, Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Lukos, and we forget God, and that's a good thing, Yashar Koach. And then Hashem warns us hundreds and hundreds of times, not hundreds, tens and tens and tens of times, don't forget me, don't forget me, don't forget me, don't forget me, don't forget me. One time he says Yashar Koach, another time telling us, it's bad if you forget me. He says in Ha'azinu, in Devarim, B'tishka al mechol alecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we did forget him. He gives us mussar that we forgot him. And that's a bad thing that we forgot it. So what's pshat? Okay, so what's the idea of remembering? What's the idea of forgetting? What's the purpose of them? And that's what we're going to discuss right now. And the yisod number one, which I want to discuss, those of you who have known Mesilas Yesharim, these are the first words of Mesilas Yesharim. What an unbelievable day. We're going to learn the first words of the Ruchah right now. Beautiful. Source 21. And this, I think, is so important. We're going to talk about this. And then, an idea that I want to say, put it aside, and then get back to it. You guys know what it is, but I'll reveal it to you. It says in Source 21, Amram Mechaber, the Messias Yesharim is telling us, HaKibra Azad, the Messias Yesharim they have in front of you, the most amazing Savior, the Savior that the Gra said he would have walked all the way to the Ruchal, personally by foot, to hear him say the Messias Yesharim, the Gra. Listen to what he says. HaKibra Azad, this book, I'm not teaching you anything new. I'm not teaching you things that you do not know. I'm just teaching you that which is so obvious to you. And so Pearson Gadol, they're obvious, they're clear. I'm teaching you things that every person will know it, they'll tell you it. But because they're so popular and so famous and so obvious, and since everybody knows them, because they're so obvious and because everybody thinks they know it, they really forget about it and don't focus on it and don't draw their attention to it. Al-Kain, Eina to Elas, and therefore he tells us that the purpose of the Sefer, it's not going to help you to just read the Sefer once. People think, I did this as a Sharm, I'm done. He says, you have to read the Sefer every day. Because the whole idea of the Sefer is to remind you of that which we are so obvious that we forget. And if you don't remind yourself, then you'll forget. And if you forget, you get lost. And if you're lost, you fail. However, this is so number one. The Mishnah Shem is telling us about human nature. Man's nature is he forgets. He forgets the obvious. Those things which are so obvious to us. If I come to you and say, do you believe in Hashem? Yeah, of course I believe in Hashem. Yeah? You believe in Torah? Yeah, I believe in Torah. Yeah, I believe in mitzvahs? Yeah. So what do you know about Hashem? What do you know about Torah? What do you know about mitzvahs? You'll ramble a couple of things. Think about all the things that we know. Wow, okay, now we come to have a life of Hashem, we've expanded our knowledge. But before this, what we know about Torah are things, most of the things we know, when you think about the avos, you're thinking about like what you heard in kindergarten, usually. It's the biggest problem we have. Because, well, of course, you know Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So now we're learning about higher level things like korbanos and things that like are like tuma tahara, things that are much harder to understand. That's what I learned on my level. Because it's not true. The things like the avos, which are so pasha, we don't know anything about them. And that's what the Mesilas Yesharim is telling us. And that's the nature of man, is we forget. And the B'nai Machshava Tova, the Ish Kodesh tells us in Source 22, the biggest thing that we forget, which is the most dangerous thing. Look what he says. He's quoting the pasuk which we mentioned in Source 20. They mentioned in Hazinu, "Batishkach al mechor lecha." This pasuk is telling us, "Zeu ikur hasiba shemrachekes is ha'adam na'locha." You want to know what distances you from God the most? Is when you forget God. Forgetting God, I can ask you, oh God, yeah, but you don't know anything about God. When you forget God, that is the source of all sin. When you forget your relationship with Hashem, that is the source of all sin. And therefore he brings from the tefillah of Rabbi Eli Melech Melejans, those of you maybe who remind Rabbi Eli Melech, that he says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let our mind be clear. Let us know what we're doing. Let me know that I'm connected to you. Let me know my purpose. The Kol Ish Yodea, and every person would know that this is true. Shibahaya Ro Be'ena Mamish Echu Omek Hashem. If you would see your relationship with God, that you so understood who you are, and you understood what Kadosh Baruch Hu was, and your relationship with Him, says Neish Kodesh, Lo Hayo Lo Shun Yitzhar Yav No Yitzhar. You have no desire to sin. The opposite, you be a holy person. All you want to do is run towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes out to prove this. How does he prove it? There's one day of the year where, when you're holding, when you're a little older and mature, there's one day of the year you used to hate, and there's one day of the year that you can't wait to be in. Yom Kippur. What happens at Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur and Ne'ilah. No one is thinking about, again, if you're in the zone, no one's thinking about anything besides that moment of locking yourself in with the Kadosh Baruch. You might feel like a malach. You feel like a malach. You have no time, you have no desire. That moment, all you're thinking about is being close to Kadosh Baruch. You regret all the bad things that you've done. And now you're ready to become close with Hashem. That's all you want. Why? Because at that moment, you reminded yourself about that which you've forgotten. At that moment, all you can think about is Hashem. But all you want to be is holy. And you have no desire to do that. And therefore says, this, we saw from the start, human nature is to forget. And the thing that we forget the most is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the most dangerous thing. Because when you forget Hashem, you start to drift. You start to do averos. All the things that are important in your life are no longer important. Because you forgot the source of who you are. And therefore, Chazal tell us six things to always remember. Chazal tell us six constant mitzvahs. Why? Why these six things? Discover all these things remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with Him. that we're remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. How good He was to us. How much He cares about us. And we remember Chet HaEgel, when we went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we didn't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And we remember Amalek, those who also took HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our lives. They tried to remove Hashem from our lives. In Yad HaKiska, they tried to remove Hashem from our lives. And now we have to remember every day the danger of that happening to us. And then we have something called Shabbos. Remember Shabbos. What's Shabbos? To remember that there's a Melech Malchim Lachim. There's someone who created this world. There's someone that I have a relationship with that creator. I don't do Malach on that day because I want to connect with Him. And all the zechiros are reminding us this idea. There's a Borei Olam. Miriam forgot that there's a Borei Olam for a second. She thought she knew better than God. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu married to Tzipora? That's what she started asking. What, you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan? You don't think He's involved here? And then we have six mitzvahs every second of your life. What do you mean every second? How are you supposed to have... How are you supposed to do these six mitzvahs? Loving Hashem. Fearing Hashem. Realizing He's the one person in the world. It's very easy. If you don't forget Hashem, then naturally you'll love Him, and naturally you'll fear Him, and naturally you'll realize He's Echad, and naturally you won't go after your heart's desires. It's one very simple thing. Remember. If you remember properly, remembering aloud, reminding ourselves allows us to live out our potential and to do what we're supposed to be doing. Therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch teaches us. It's Source 23 and 24. That we were given the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Why are we given the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Why say it twice? Why are we given tefillin and tzitzis and all these mitzvahs? It says in Source 23, Meshar Shem mitzvah, telling us the idea of Kriyat Shema. Shiratz Hashem mezakos amo, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to merit, His nation to merit. Shikabu olei machuso, v'yichudo b'chol yom v'layla k'chol yom shem chayim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us every day when we start our day, and every day when we end our day, to accept Him, and to recognize Him, and to realize that He exists. That you tell yourself, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Ki biyosa adam ba'al chomer nafta akra hevei olam. You know what the problem is? We are physical beings that desire. Just discussing with the Chavrusa, they asked me a question. It had nothing to do with Torah learning. But we were discussing America. They told me about how much we love it. Why? Because I went to Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm like, can I please have a medium-sized coffee? Sure, sir. Boom. Okay, this is the size. That's medium. That, like, in Israel, it's like extra, 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 extra large. I'm like, what's an extra, extra large? I put a cup like this big. It's like Og Melech HaBashan, you know? That's America. America is Og Melech HaBashan. And who was found in Hebron? The evil people? The giants, by the way. We'll discuss that on Shabbos. The giants were found in Hebron, the evil people. That's why maybe the football team in New York is called the Giants. And in San Francisco, they're called the Giants. Whatever. But for another time. But my point that I was trying to make, I have no idea. Totally don't know what I was trying to say. Desire. I was trying to say, desire. We are people of desire. I love it. We all love it. We love it. Somebody says they don't love it, they're lying. Okay? You don't love Diet Dr. Pepper or Diet, now that Coke. I love Coke, Zero, Cherry, Canada. Cold, sweet and cold, ice, put as much ice in because they have ice, normal ice machines there. It's amazing. And we're about goof. And because we have those desires, we forget God. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that. It's kind of such a psychological chinuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood our psyche. He understood that we go after our desires, and therefore, twice a day, you have to remind yourself who you really are. That's Shema. And he goes out to say, that's what tefillin are, that's what tzitzis are. All of these that were connected to the Bahata Hashem Lokecha. How do you come to love your God? How do you as Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad? Is reminding yourself every day who you are and what you are. And remind yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. And that's not only true for lowly people, it's even more true for leaders, people who reach madrigas, People can reach Madrigas and they can forget all that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for them. And they can forget what it means to have Kadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood this. Moshe Rabbeinu could have davened that he would not have a speech impediment anymore. Why didn't he? I think the reason is because he wanted to always remember Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life. The chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. The chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for when he was a child. That if he remembers when he's in base power, oh, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu moved his hand and he got this speech impediment. He remembers his whole life. Why do I have this speech impediment? Oh yeah, I was saved. I was in the house of power. That's what defines Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what a leader, he realizes, yeah, I forget. And because I forget, I want to have a constant reminder. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't daven for that. That's not only true when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's also true when we talk about the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu lives. Yerushalayim is a place you can easily forget. It's something in the past. It's something that doesn't live anymore. It's something, like we said, we can live in nice houses and we can live in nice places. And it's very easy to say, oh, Yerushalayim is something in the past that doesn't connect to me anymore. And Chazal understood that. And Chazal therefore saying there needs to be in the center of our lives, Yishkachek, Yishalayim, Tishkach Yimini. I can't forget. That's the place that I have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the place I need to face. That's the place I need to be connected with. All these ideas fit into this one idea of we need to remember. That's Yisod number one. But you saw number two of what's the importance of remembering. What does remembering do? I think it does something even more than just remind us about something. Rabbi Sack says an unbelievable thing in Source 25. Listen to what Rabbi Sack says. There is no word for history in the Tanakh, and modern Hebrew have to borrow on Historia. But the word zak or remember occurs no fewer than 169 times in the Hebrew Bible. The difference between them is this. History is someone else's story. Memory is my story. Right? Zakor is my story. In history, we recall what happened. Through memory, we identify with what happened so that it becomes part of us and who we are. History is the story of the past that is dead. Memory is the story of a future. We cannot bring the dead to life, but we can keep their memory alive. That is what the Jewish people always did for those who died as martyrs on Kiddush Hashem. They never forgot that, as we must never forget the victims of the Holocaust. But there is a specifically Jewish way of remembering. When the word Yisker is mentioned in the Torah, it refers not to the past, but to the present and to the renewal. By Yisker Elohim as Rachel, we're going to Rachel tomorrow, guys. We're going to the person that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered and gave her children and thus new life. It's always about the future when Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers. By Yisker Elohim as Briso, and they began the process of rescuing the Israelites of Egypt. And when we remember as Jews, we do so for the sake of the future, so that those who died may live on in us. Unbelievable idea. What does remembrance do? It makes things alive. Things that are dead, if we don't remember them, they stay in the past. When you remember things, you take it from the past and you bring it to the present. And when it's in the present, you live with it, and what happens is it affects the future. What an unbelievable soul. Somebody can be thrown into a crematorium, and you can think he's forgotten. But when you take 2 minutes in your day, and to stop everything you're doing, and to remember those people, and to realize that without them, I wouldn't be sitting and learning Torah in Shemayim. That what you're doing is you're taking those people from the crematorium in Auschwitz. You're bringing them on a boat, on a plane, whatever, however they're getting here, Kafin Ashari. You're bringing them to Shemayim HaKodesh. And what you're doing is you're making them alive again. And when you're making them alive, they come with us into the future. That's the beauty of remembering. It affects us personally. It's something that's connected to us. It becomes real. And that's the idea of remembering those who died. But it's a very interesting thing. What did we do a week ago? Sitting at the Seder, and you have a special mitzvah, of course, what happened in Mitzrayim. A whole night dedicated to remembering Mitzrayim. Why? Every day I have an obligation to remember Mitzrayim. No? What did we say at the beginning? Remember what happened to you in Mitzrayim? It happens every day, we're supposed to remember that. What's pshat? It would have been nice to know this maybe before we did the Seder. But there's something special that takes place from Lila Seder that's different than the Zachor, the Zachor of Yitzhak Tzayim to do the rest of the year. The rest of the year we remember what happened. But the Rambam tells us in Source 26, V'chol dovador, chayim adam laharos es atzmo kilo yatsa mimitzrayim. At Lila Seder, you're supposed to feel as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. What does that mean? It means that your memory shouldn't be something in the past. Your memory has to be something here in the future, in the present, which takes you into the future. You have to feel as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. It's not something that happened to somebody else. This is affecting me. This is changing my life. I'm going to become a better person because of this. That's the idea of the Haggadah. That's the idea of what we try to remember when we talk about our Sinai. We talk about our Sinai in Source 27. I bolded it, Petishkach, I said, Dvar Mashiv, Rolwe Necha. Remember the things that your eyes saw. Something that you see is life. Seeing is something that it makes it the most real. Ain Shemia Kareiya. There's nothing greater to make things alive than seeing. That when you think about Har Sinai, it's not something that just happened in the past. You have to see it yourself. That seeing makes things alive. It makes things come to the present and into the future. And that's the same idea, perhaps, before we get to this idea, that's what the Hasidim are showing it. That maybe when they came to stop for an hour before davening, it wasn't so much this gathering, it was gathering their thoughts, maybe it's more than that. Maybe for an hour, they were sitting and making a Kadosh Baruch Hu real and alive. And when you make a Kadosh Baruch Hu alive, then you can die with it. It's not just something that's up there, it's something that's here in front of me. And that's also what we talk about when we come to Yerushalayim. Something this month that we're gonna celebrate this month, that coming back to Yerushalayim, is that the Navi Yisrael tells us, Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shu Hashem tzion, Source 28. We're going to see each other eye to eye when we turn to Yerushalayim. What does that mean? I think it means that if you see Yerushalayim, if you make Yerushalayim alive again, if you remember Yerushalayim, which means you'll see it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say ayin ba'ayin. I'll return to Yerushalayim. We'll see eye to eye. Yerushalayim will be alive again. You have to see it with your own eyes. Maybe that's what we daven for every day, v'sechazena, einenu, v'shukot zim rachamim. Let our eyes see your return to Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's return to Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's rebuilding Yerushalayim. Our job is to see it, to make it alive. And to understand what's happening. And to understand the miracles that take place in front of our eyes. We'll talk more about this in Yerushalayim, we approach those dates, but well, this is the yisod. This is what we're talking about, that it becomes alive. Now, Yisod number three, that's Yisod number one. Yisod number one is man's nature, as we forget the obvious source, that's why we have to remember things. Yisod number two is remembering allows things to become alive and change us a part of us. Yisod number three is, till this point we said forgetting is bad. However, there's another part to forgetting. There's a part to forgetting that's beautiful. And there's an avodah with forgetting. And forgetting helps us in many ways in our avodas Hashem. Some of us think, oh, I can't remember things. Okay, so maybe it's not such a bad thing. First of all, source number 30, the secular source, talks about a whole study that says that how good it is that we forget things. Because if we would remember everything, we'd be so overstimulated. You wouldn't know what to focus on. There'll be stupid things in your head, important things in your head. The fact that we forget, the fact that you have a filter, means that you can get rid of the things that you don't really need to think about. And when you have on your mind the things that you do need to think about, it allows you to make things important. That's the first thing, that the advantageous thing about forgetting. That you can focus on important things. We also know, we spoke about this before, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu Yashakokacha, Yashakoach, they drop the luchos. Wasn't that bad? For that Torah. For that Torah. So, the mercy tap on source 31 of Wolfson says that The Medrash Rashi tells us that when we ended Torah le'enei kol Yisrael, le'enei kol Yisrael. And what is le'enei kol Yisrael? What does that refer to? Rashi tells us it's referring to the shviras al lukos. We ended Torah discussing the breaking of the lukos. Now, why are we ending the Torah discussing the breaking of the lukos? Most of that tell us. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, even though that, yeah, we did forget Torah, but what that, because we forgot Torah, led to a greater amelus for Torah. Working hard for Torah. Struggling for Torah. And through that struggle comes more Torah. Look at all the Torah Shabbat Peh we have. Shelves and shelves and shelves, more shelves about Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Peh. That came from the breaking of the Luchos. It says in the Sitecha that why do we end the Torah on this idea of the Lukos breaking and us forgetting Torah? Because immediately after that we finish the Torah, you think, oh, I'm done. What do I have to do now? The start of Bereshis, Bar, the Kiddush Shemayis, it's the start all over again. Because we're saying it's because we forget, we're going to start all over again. And he says it's also true not just with Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Chazab, those are two with Torah Shabbat Peh. It says the last Masechet in Torah Shabbat Peh is the Masechet Nida. And the Masechet Nida tells us, Kol Alomit Halakha B'chol Yom, Ben Olam Haba. Anybody who learns Halakha every day will be a Ben Olam Haba. Why does the last Gemara end with that Gemara? With that Raisa? Anybody who learns Halakha every day will be a Ben Olam Haba? Think about it. If you got to the Masechet Nida, you finished it. That means you finished Shas. You finished Torah Shabbat Peh. And what could happen when a person finishes Torah Shabbat Peh? I'm done. I can go to Hawaii. I can sit by my pina colada. I'm good. I'm good. I finished. Check Shas. You know that's a good check. Yeah. Shas. Check. Right. But the Gemara finishes saying, No. Kol lomi Torah kol yom. Kol lomi halakha kol yom. You have to learn, if you want to get Olam Haba, you have to learn every day, says the Braisa. So Shkoyach, you're finished now. But you have a whole lifetime ahead of you. What are you going to do, sit back and relax? No. You've got to learn. And that's the whole idea, the whole concept here of that Yashar Koach. This is the Yashar Koach that Hashem gave Moshe. You're creating your life. Your forgetfulness is going to cause more Torah to come to the world. That's what you're here to do every day of your life, is to constantly be growing. Another important idea of why it's important to forget, because there are, if we didn't forget things, if we remembered every single thing that happened to us, you would not be able to move forward in life. You'd be paralyzed. If all we did all day was think about concentration camps and all the bad things that happened in your life, forget about something to go to concentration. If everything bad that happened to your life you always thought about, you'd be paralyzed. You wouldn't be able to move forward. Shchitecha, forgetting, allows us to take those things that are painful, that hurt us, that are not easy for us to always be thinking about and to put it to the side. Again, it's not always true, so it's very, sometimes things are very painful and it hurts us. And sometimes we say we can't forget them, but sometimes you need to forget it, because by forgetting, you're able to move forward. And that's another thing. This idea, Rabbi Nachman used in a very specific way in Source 33. In Source 33, it says, "Eitzel ha'olam ashicha hechisar gadol b'neim." In the outside world, people think forgetting is very bad. Avol be'enei yesh ba'ashkacha ma'ala gadola. But in, it says, Rabbi Nachman, in my eyes, forgetting is a very, very, very good thing. It's a ma'ala. It's an accomplishment. Why? Ki lo ha'ashicha. There's no forgetting. Lo ha'ashel asas shum davar Hashem. You wouldn't be able to be over Hashem. You can't serve Hashem Baruch Hu. If you remember every sin that you did, you say, I could serve Hashem Baruch Hu. do you remember what I did last night? Do you remember what I did last week? Remember what I did last year? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Do you remember that? If all you do is remember, you can't be a Hashem. All the things that happen to you will confuse you. All the averos, all the painful times that you had in your life will stop you from growing. And therefore, forgetting can be a very good thing. Forgetting the pain so you can move forward, that's good. Forgetting Hashem, you cannot forget Hashem. That's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. But what's the problem? The Dibur Magid says in Source 32, the problem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this tremendous gift of forgetting, and our problem is we use it in the wrong way. We use forgetting, we're good at forgetting. We're not so good at forgetting our avodah because we're always like guilty and we're always harming ourselves and all the bad things that we do, and how we're not good enough, and how we couldn't learn more, and we waste our time. We don't forget that. Very easily forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We forget Shivisi Hashem and that Nisami. How the Shulchan Aruch starts off and telling us this is what the whole purpose of all of this is. Shivisi Hashem, God is in front of me. That we forget. Says the Magid, that's our problem, that's something that we have to change. Now, one and a half last things. So we spoke about remembering life is important. We spoke about why forgetting is bad, but also very good. And allows us to be Eved Hashem. The third thing I want to discuss is after talking about how to remember other people, there's one last question we have to ask ourselves. Is how do we want to be remembered? Again, this should be sometime from 120 years. Or 100 years, or whatever it is, 102 years, whatever what they are. But look at Source 34. Together with remembering these inspirational people, we're talking about inspirational people, we're talking about remembering the Holocaust and people in our lives. I'm also asking another question. How do we want to be remembered after we leave this world? David Brooks, a New York Times columnist, recently wrote a book in which he argued that we all want to be remembered favorably after we're no longer here. How do you say that word? Anybody know? Epitaph?
Epitaph.
Epitaph to me, yeah? Okay, good. Is it that I made a lot of money or had a nice home? Surely this has not distinguished my life or become my real legacy. Brooks argues that we should also have in our minds that epitaph should state how we contributed to society around us. How do we use our money that God gave us? How do we better our fellow man and our community surroundings? Ultimately, how do we better the world? We make a kiddush Hashem in our lives, or should we not make a kiddush Hashem in our lives? I think as we talk about remembering other people, we have to ask ourselves, how do I want to be remembered? What are people going to remember me for? How much I cared about my jumbo coffee, and how I ran after all these things, or how I brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world, how I remembered a Kadosh Baruch Hu and I didn't forget. That when people saw me, they said, wow, I see Hashem. That I see Kedusha, I see Tahara, I see the Avos and the Imos. That's a question we have to ask ourselves. We come to a time of the year right now with a lot of remembering. Yom HaShoah this week, Yom HaZikaron next week, we have Yom HaTzmud, a lot of things that we're going to be thinking about and remembering and thinking about what are our values. Come, you're only here for, who knows how long we're here for? You don't know. How do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What legacy do you want to give to your children? What do you want them to carry on for the future? Again, they're going to remember you. And they bring you into the future. What do you want them to bring you into the future? There's a lot of important things that Klai Yisrael needs to do. We have to change the world, Chavra. Sorry, but at this point in the year, you're not thinking about how am I going to change the world. Gotta come back to that. I'm serious. How are you going to change the world? Klai Yisrael doesn't need you. The world needs you. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs you. Don't give up that tremendous opportunity, that potential that's been given to us. The preciousness of life, of time, of being part of something so special. Chavrut, if you don't remember who you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remind you. I'll remind you about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also remembering. We're telling the king, what we're doing means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also thinking. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? What does he think about us? I'll tell you what he thinks about us, Kavra. We say this at Rosh Hashanah during Zichronos, during the ultimate time of remembering. In source 36, you can read on the stats by yourself later, 35. Halach mekarasa ba'azni Yerushalayim. Go speak to the heir of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is sitting in desolation. Leimor ko amar Hashem. Imagine Yerushalayim sitting there, desolate. What's happening with Klal Yisrael? We look destroyed. We're in Chorba. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Amar Hashem, Zechartu Lach Kesem Uraich. You know what Hashem remembers? Hashem can look at us and say, wow, look how bad we are. Look how evil we are. Look how far we've fallen. Hashem says, I remember the Chesed you did for me. Chesed Nurayich, Chesed when you were young. Ahavas Kulosayich. That we loved each other like a chassid and kallah. Lechtech acharei b'midbar, Klal Yisrael, the precious Klal. They went into the midbar after me. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us. That's how He sees us. Be'eretz lo zaruah, He took us to a land that we didn't know what was going to happen in it. That's how Hashem remembers us. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us. Then we go to Shemayim and say, Hashem, I couldn't do it. Hashem said, what do you mean? You were the ones that followed me from Midbar. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Source 38, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'zecharti z'brisi Yaakov, V'afis z'brisi Yitzchak, V'afis z'brisi Aaron eskor, V'aretz eskor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll always remember Aaron Yitzchak and Yaakov. I'll always remember where you come from. You think you come from New York? You think you come from Chicago? You think you come from wherever you think you come from? You don't come from any of those places, by the way. We're from Yerushalayim. We're from Hebron. We're the children of Aaron, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, and Rachel, Meir. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us. That's how He sees us. And with the last chizuk. Remember, we're going to Shabbos. You can go to Shabbos. Some people are going to think they're going to a crazy place. 180,000 Arabs, 25 Jews, 80 Jews. You're going to think, I'm so scared that, Kevra, you're going to see, you can laugh at me, you think I'm silly. You're going to see Abba Nima, you're going to see Saba Tzapta. You're going to see who you are. You're going to come in contact of the Zakarti, Svisi Avram, Svisi Yitzhak, Svisi Yaakov. That's where we're going, Kevra. We got to connect. Think about what it means to come to be a child of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, son of Ruach HaMeir. Ask yourself as we approach the end of the year, it is the end of the year. What am I doing in this world? What am I going to accomplish? How am I going to be nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'ezras Hashem, everybody, we should have the most amazing Shabbos. Malamish Shabbos. I'm serious, we connect our Shabbos and feel real. We should all be confused after Shabbos, what to do. I'll tell you, when I went to Kelvin changed my life. Whenever I go to Kelvin, I'm like, oh, maybe I should live there. And then they're like, maybe you shouldn't. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. But I should have a vacation home here, you know? Just please don't be Zoka to see our true selves. And Mitzvah Shabbos will do that. When we find ourselves and see who we are, we'll be Zoka to the Zakazan, and we'll be Shukla Tzirach, and we'll be the Minimus Amidosh, and we'll be here with the Minimus Amidosh.